Welcome back to the Summer Breakfast. Scott Gullen here with Trent Mason-Helder. It's the 11th of December. 2 weeks to the big dance. Wowee. Al, are you ready? I'm not. We all know that.
Not yet. There's still plenty of time.
2 weeks.
Yeah, plenty.
Oh, it's casual. Mm. I like this.
Mm. No stress.
There's no stress.
No, you'll be
What's
right.
What's the little fella going to get?
No, I can't say on here. He'll be listening.
Oh, he listens to your every word.
No, he doesn't.
He does on Mondays because it's when I'm with you.
Prime time, yep.
Correct. Now, Cameron Percy has been over in Arizona doing amazing things. He joins us. Morning, Cameron.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What a weekend for the Aussies led by you in the Champions Q School.
Yeah, no, it was a great couple of days for us. For me to win was pretty cool. I kind of felt like cheating. I've just been playing the PGA Tour against Ludvig Hedberg, and then I went out there against some mates that haven't played a tournament for 6 years and 56. So it sort of, I just kind of felt like cheating a bit there at the end, but it was nice. But then for my three other mates to get through, and then Greg Chalmers, unfortunately, who I'm really close to, he bogeyed the last and missed the playoff. So it could have been something crazy for us, but to get 4-3 was pretty cool.
Yeah, so to set it up, there were 5 spots on this particular weekend and 4 went to Aussies, including, I mean, Michael Wright chipped in from the sand. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he actually holed a shot from like 120 metres, so.
Extraordinary.
It was pretty impressive. Yeah, one bounce in the hole and, yeah, he was through, so he was pretty excited about it.
Now, am I right that you were thinking of not attending? You're pretty exhausted with your schedule and thought about missing this one?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to enter about 6 or 7 weeks ago. I had to enter, and Dave McKenzie, he was at our place, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go. I'm just tired. You know, I've come off 3 weeks in a row. I don't want to. Then I've got to go home for like 4 days and then fly to California and do the first stage and second stage. I'm like, I'm just going to try Monday qualify like, you know, all you guys did. And he goes, Cam, it's really hard to Monday qualify. It's not as easy as you think. Go over there, at least 2 weeks, and if you don't get in, you know, you've got all year to, you know, get ready for it sort of thing. And it ended up being a very good decision because now I'm number one. I get in everything I want to get in, so it's all good.
You can't. Good morning to you, Cameron. You can't join the tour until the middle of May or early May, I think it is. So what does your schedule look like between now and then?
I think I've got some starts on the Corn Ferry, so I can play Corn Ferry as well. So I'll probably play a few Corn Ferry. I might get a few PGA Tour events. I don't know exactly yet. But right now I'm just going to take probably a month off and get back in the gym and just hang out with the family and just be a normal human for a little while. And then I'll start playing golf sort of at the end of January, I think.
Cameron Percy is with us. Cameron, how exciting is it for, you know, a sportsman like you? You hit 50 and rather than be looking about what's next, you get this boost and you get to play real deal golf again for as long as you want because of this tour that's now such a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, I don't know if you can hear this, guys, but a massive storm's just hitting here, so I apologise if it sounds a bit weird. But, yeah, it's like my PGA Tour career sort of just finished. Hey, I'm going to run inside, guys. It's pretty loud. And I'm sort of like, oh, my God, I've lost my job like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a bit moping around, all that sort of stuff. And now it's a complete opposite. You know, I've got another job and it's a really cool one where there's no cuts. It's Friday to Sunday. You only play from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. There's no 4 a.m. alarms. And you're playing against guys over 50 instead of 22-year-olds. So it's pretty good.
And one of the worst-kept secrets in golf came to fruition last week with John Rahm officially defecting to LIV Golf, who you've had some very strong comments on LIV in the past. What did you make of John Rahm going across?
Yeah, I mean, what was it, $300 million he got or something? That's pretty hard to turn down, isn't it? $300 million, he's in all the majors. He's like, oh, God, like, if someone offered me $300 million, it's pretty hard to turn down, isn't it? So I think it just got so stupid in the end. He's like, oh, my God, I kind of have to take it. So I assume that's what happened.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, because about 12 months ago, he did say, I've got enough money. I could retire happily now. No amount of money's going to see me head across. I'm happy where I am on the PGA Tour. But then he's obviously had an about-face. Do you think it got to the point where it was just too much money to be able to turn down?
Yeah, I assume that's exactly what happened. Because he's one of the most ultra-competitive guys. I've got friends that practice with him in Phoenix. And he'll he'll like throw a club if he hits a wedge to 30 feet on a Tuesday on the third hole, just so angry at himself. And out there, guys are drinking, there's parties going on, there's people yelling on your backswing, and it's like no one really cares. So it's going to be a bit of a shock to him to go out there because he's ultra, ultra competitive. And there's guys drinking at night, they're not really taking it that seriously and stuff like that. So it's going to be a big, big shock to him. So, you know, being so competitive as he is, he's sort of only got four events each year now to get up for, which will be the majors.
Where do you think, what happened to this truce, Kev, that we heard a few months ago? Where's this going to end, or is it just going to be divided for the foreseeable future?
Well, the truce was the lawsuits. So we stopped suing them and they stopped suing us. So that was the truce. And then they said, all right, you can invest with the PGA Tour. And then the government said, well, if they can invest, well, who else can invest? And they're like, yeah. And that's where they're at, basically. So now there's other companies want to invest money as well. So they've sort of hit a snag there, like, oh, we thought this was going to be easy. And then the government's got involved and other private equity firms want to get involved and invest in the PGA Tour as well. So, and obviously Liv's not getting, or Yathir, whatever his name is, isn't getting what he wants. So he's like, all right, well, I'll go buy Rahm and see what happens. So that's what's happening. And who knows who else is going to go.
Hey, Cam, just one quick one before we let you go. Minwoo Lee, can you get your thoughts on what you have made of his, particularly his Australian summer, but I guess by extension, his last 12 months on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I think he's just, I had a few practice rounds with him when he was younger, and I'm like, hey, he's pretty good, but he hits a few wides and he doesn't really take it very seriously. But I think he's just really knuckled down now, and he's got that confidence. He looks like he's having a practice round with his mates in the big tournaments under pressure, and that's when he just really start getting really good. And I think he's really going to kick on next year and have a really big year. He's got that arrogant confidence where I'm really good. You know I'm good. I know I'm good. I'm going to be really good. And I think he's going to have a super year next year. So I'm really happy for him.
Mate, we hope so, and so are you. Congratulations. You're on the Champions Tour next year. And thanks for your time again, yeah. Cam Percy.